Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I was telling the Bible study this morning that this past Thursday I was at Wartburg, Tennessee. Anybody been to Wartburg, Tennessee? It's named after Wartburg, Germany, where Luther translated the Bible from Greek and Hebrew into English because they thought it looked like Wartburg when German settlers settled there. Whenever I go to St. Paul, there's always something new. Always something new. One time they got a new baptistry. They had a new cross with Jesus on it. One time I was there. Beautiful. David Graves, the pastor, young pastor there, 5 years in the ministry. He's always finding new things. The congregation growing with him, putting beautiful things up together. This past Thursday, what was new? What was brand new at St. Paul? Well, as I drove up, I saw the new thing. It stood out right away. It was a bronze statue, and it was Jesus. And upon his shoulders was a lamb, the Good Shepherd, brand new. In fact, they're dedicating it today, Good Shepherd Sunday. On the right and on the left of the Good Shepherd, there's a bench, one a memorial to the unborn, and one a memorial to the martyrs. And a good picture there of the Good Shepherd who cares for the sheep, cares even for the unborn, and for all those who have died as witnesses of Christ Jesus. And in this Easter season, we are all his witnesses. We remember those who died for Jesus' namesake, the disciples long ago, and all of us who die in Christ Jesus' name. This past week, we laid to rest our friend Bud Brown. He was one of those sheep who died in Jesus' name. And we are thankful that he lives on high because of the Good Shepherd, Christ Jesus. Well, what makes the Good Shepherd so good? We talked about it a little bit in the children's message today. I thought I'd highlight a few more things that makes the Good Shepherd good. And simply looking at that word good can help us remember what's so good about the Good Shepherd. Take the G in good. What could we think of about the Good Shepherd that starts with a G? Several things, but I think the first thing is simply God. God is the Good Shepherd, isn't he? What did God do in the very beginning? He created the heavens and the earth, and each day, what did he say at the end of the day? It was good. It was good until the last day of Friday, I should say, in which he said, Mov Tov, very good. That's after he created man, the crown of his creation. Man was very good. God did that. He created man, and he becomes the Good Shepherd in time, the good man, the Good Shepherd for us. Another time I think of in Jesus' ministry when a certain man said to Jesus, good teacher. And Jesus interrupts him right away and says, whoa, why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. No one is good except God alone. So either he's a good teacher and therefore he's God, or else he's a liar or something, a lunatic or something else, as C.S. Lewis once said. So Jesus himself, when he hears people call him good as a good teacher, he points out that there is no one good except God alone. And his identity, therefore, of one being the good shepherd, means that he must, therefore, be God. He must be God in the flesh for us. The good shepherd is none other than the one who created us and redeems us and sends his Holy Spirit to make us holy, to make us his people, that we can be sheep of his pasture, and one who rises with him for eternal life to praise him on high, the Lamb who is the shepherd, Christ Jesus. We thank God for the goodness that he showed in Christ Jesus for each and every day of his life. He did was without sin, this good shepherd. Without sin, he lived the good life, the perfect life, and lays down that life for us because we who are not good become forgiven in Christ Jesus' name. Forgiven ones who are stand in eternity with the Good Shepherd, with God, in eternal life. What's the O stand for in good? Well, you could think of several O words, but I think of other shepherds. Jesus contrasts himself to other shepherds in the text today. He talked about those hired hands who care nothing for the sheep. That's the other teachers of this world who talk about religion, talk about God as if he's far off, and then they do nothing about it. Nothing about death or nothing about illnesses. Nobody raises anybody from the dead. Nobody is able to heal others. But Jesus, the Good Shepherd, heals diseases, dies and rises, brings people back from the dead. If you had to contrast him and compare him to all other shepherds, I think I'd go with him. He has an answer for us, as opposed to all the other shepherds who claim to know God and claim to represent God. Jesus is the good shepherd amongst them all. Remember, who was it that visited Jesus when he was first born? It was shepherds, wasn't it? Yeah. Now, that's kind of a witness to God coming to the earth. And the shepherds came and heard the message of angels. It's a little forecast of who Jesus is, the guardian of the sheep, the one who looks out for the wolves and keeps them away too. And by his word, we're able to discern what is false teaching and what is real and cling to the good shepherd all of our days. So other shepherds he compares himself to. Another thing he also says is that word own in the text. I know my own, and my own know me. There's the O word. He owns us in a very intimate way as God. The other sheep don't own, and they'll run away. The other shepherds, they'll run away when the wolves come because they don't own. But Jesus owns, and not only does he owns, he knows us each by name, he says. And we're thankful that our good shepherd knows us that way. The other O and good you might think of that he talks about in the text are other sheep. He says, there are other sheep who are not of this fold. I must bring them in also. That reminds us of who this good shepherd is. He's a missionary God. He loves the lost. He's here for the lost. And even we, when we were born, we were lost. And even others that we know in our families, know in our lives, know at work, they're lost. They're not with the good shepherd. They have brokenness in their lives. And we are God's people to help draw them in as the church, to bring them not to us, but to know Christ who knows them by name, to bring that word of truth and love to others, the other sheep of this world. That's part of our being, our reality as a church, is to care for others who are not of this fold. And we do that. And God has placed you in unique places in your vocations, your jobs, at home, at school, to learn of others, to get to know others, and to bring them here to know Christ, to know God's word and his love and who he is. Not a wolf, but a good shepherd who cares for all, laying down his life for the sheep. The other word, in the text is one. He said there'll be one shepherd, one flock. You know, we look at all the different denominations in the world. We think, oh man, the church is just split up, isn't it? Ever since 1054 AD, the big great schism. And then you got Luther, he's splitting it up even more. And all these people and the Baptists and everybody else got so many different denominations. But what do we confess today? What do we confess in the creed? One holy Christian and apostolic church. There's truly only one church and one shepherd who is over all. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all who is over all and in all and through all. That our one Lord is Christ, the good shepherd. So there'll be one shepherd, he says, one sheep. One man lays down his life and takes it up again, and that is Christ. Finally, the D of good. What can the D stand for? Several things, too, but I think of deed. It talks about deeds in our epistle today. What is a good deed? That we love one another. We lay down our lives for others. That's certainly a good deed that we do. We sacrifice things in our lives for the sake of others, whether it be money or time or caring for one another. All that came for Bud's funeral, we sacrificed our time to remember God's word for Bud and to support Mary Ellen and the family. We do that as church, and we care for others. Those are good deeds in God's name. Those are good things as God's people who've been redeemed by the good shepherd that we do. The other D word is down. Down. And this is more about Jesus. He says in the text, I lay down my life, and I raise it up again. No one has the authority to do that except me. I lay it down of my own accord. I lay down my life that I may raise it up again. We're still in the Easter season. Remember the great deed of Christ. He lays down his life and raises it up again. And finally, the other D word I was thinking of in our text, our gradual today, says the word dominion. Dominion. Yeah, this is an everlasting dominion that we have as God's people. Everlasting. What is dominion? It means the realm of all who have been loved and saved and served by Christ. His dominion is everlasting, we said in the gradual. And so the good shepherd's who laid down his life and took it up again, has an everlasting dominion. It has no end. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. God's peace, remembering the Good Shepherd today, may it be a bronze statue in your life and in your heart forever. In Christ Jesus' name. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.